Thank you, and special thanks to the Nauvoo Bagpipe Band. That was wonderful. Thanks for coming up again. Our first selection this evening with the band is On the Mall, and it was written by Edwin Franklin Goldman for the 1923 dedication of the band shell in Central Park. The title derives from the park's spacious mall where the band shell is located and where New Yorkers enjoy gathering to listen to concerts. This march will be most effective with a little audience participation. So the words are la, 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 la. That's all it is. And we're going to practice it with the band. We're going to start with the trio, and I'll cue you when to come in with the laws. And the second time through the trio, you whistle if you're a good whistler. And it's a hard, hard part to whistle. So good luck. That's going to have to be louder, folks. Let's try it again. La, 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 la. Come on. All right, you got the idea. All right.
Thank you.
Nicely done, folks. Thank you. Fantasy on Yankee Doodle by Mark Williams is a very free treatment of one of America's most famous early songs. You will hear several variations of the tune, from a tuba solo to a nice Latin-flavored version in the percussion section. So hopefully you enjoy Fantasy on Yankee Doodle.
Thank you.
Thank you. In 1902, Scott Joplin composed a classic piano rag that went on to become one of his most famous works. The Entertainer is subtitled Ragtime Two-Step, which was a popular dance form until about 1911, and a style which was common among rags written at that time. One of the classics of ragtime, The Entertainer, returned to international prominence as a part of the ragtime revival in the 70s when it was used as a main theme for the movie The Sting. And then our own percussionist up here, we nicknamed him Ragtime Rich, was known for playing this when he was like in middle school, I think. So this is The Entertainer. Hopefully everybody could hear Rich Bleasner on that nice little xylophone solo. So good job back there. Our next selection was originally written for orchestra and has become a favorite of the concert band. It is entitled American Salute, and it uses a familiar tune When Johnny Comes Marching Home as its melodic inspiration. So hopefully you enjoy American Salute. Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America in 1918 while serving in the United States Army at Camp Upton in, Yaphank, New York. I probably just butchered that. The lyrics at the time included the line, "Make her victorious on land and foam, God bless America," as well as "Stand beside her and guide her to the right with the light from above." Also in 1938, Irving Berlin, who was Jewish, had come from America, from Russia, and felt it was time to revive God Bless America as a peace song, and he reintroduced it on Armistice Day in 1938. So this is God Bless America. Before I play our next selection, I'd like to thank the City of Burlington for underwriting tonight's concert. And I'll also let you all know tomorrow, several members of this ensemble will be playing at the West Burlington 4th of July event at 10:15-ish, somewhere on Broadway, I believe, by their City Hall. So if you want to come out and listen to like Americans We and I think Amazing Grace again, a few other selections, Mr. Jim Preeb will be directing that selection. So our next selection is a true celebration of our nation's musical heritage. Rhapsody Americana portrays a vivid musical chronicle of young America struggling to grow and follow its dreams. The themes used in this piece include Simple Gifts, In the Days of 76, Chester, Blow Ye Winds, Pick a Bale of Cotton, Cripple Creek, Oh Susanna, Suwannee River, Sweet Betsy from Pike, Cowboys Lament, Yellow Rose of Texas, John Henry, Wabash Cannonball, and the trumpets are glad I'm giving them a little break, Shenandoah. So this is Rhapsody Americana. Next Saturday, Maestro McConnell and the Southeast Iowa Symphony will be doing their fireworks concert. We have on the program several John Williams pieces. We've got Magnificent Seven. We've got a little trumpet solo by me. Hopefully I can play it on Saturday. We'll find out, I guess, in 6 days. And there'll be some spectacular fireworks. But come for the music. The fireworks are just an added bonus. So this next selection, I told my daughter I'd have at least one song she'd probably recognize / enjoy. Hopefully she'll like a few more. But this song is from the 1970s. It's been on the radio. It's been on the Broadway stage. And the music of ABBA still continues to excite listeners. This arrangement includes I Have a Dream, Mamma Mia, SOS, Knowing Me, Knowing You, The Winner Takes All, and Dancing Queen. So hopefully you enjoy. I don't even know what the piece is called. I don't think it's called ABBA. ABBA on Broadway. That's what it's called. And next week, Mark Eveleth, recently retired, will be our conductor.